But if instead I say, all right, this is what we have. This is what God has given to us. How are we going to manage this together? In fact, better than our money to remember that it's His money to start with, and we're the stewards of it.
And it's His provision. In 2010, Hal was undergoing chemotherapy for stage 4 cancer.
Okay.
And we had to travel to the Midwest on a speaking tour. Our van had been towed 6 times in the past year. And our mothers were nearly hysterical. The oncologist said, you need to drive. He doesn't need to be on a plane. His immune system's too low. Hal's mama said, can we rent a van? No, it's too expensive. My mother would say, why don't you drive in here and look at this van and buy it? Mom, we can't afford it. All our money goes to Duke. You know, mom said, well, what about this one? This one's cheaper. Finally, I lost it with her. My mother's a believer. I said, Mom, look, we don't have any money. Mm-hmm. If God wants us to have a van, He's going to have to give us a van. Mm-hmm. I didn't really expect Him to. So I was shocked when 2 days later the phone rang.
It was one of our friends from our homeschooling group. And I had asked him about, could we rent that second van of yours? Because he had just replaced their family van, hadn't sold it. And I thought, well, maybe I can offer him like half of what Enterprise would take for it. And maybe we can rent it cheaply. So I was asking him, can we rent it? He said, well, we've been talking about it. And me and my wife, you know, we think we'd like to sell it to you if you'd be interested in buying it.
Oh, here we go again.
Okay. So I'm saying, well, you know, it kind of depends, you know, what you're asking for. And he says, well, we figure you give us $500 when you can. And I'm thinking, how many times $500? Well, how much do you want for it? I mean, what's the total? And he said, no, $500. That's all I want for it. And I sat down. I said, wait a minute. Explain this to me. He said, well, we've been praying about it, and we really support what you're doing. We think this is an important ministry, and we want you to have this van. And we just thought, since we just got some repairs done on it to get it inspected and everything, if you'd be willing to pay us $500 for it, we'd be glad for you to have it.
The Lord just gave us that van. It was worth thousands. It was a perfect condition. It's the van we've been driving ever since and have driven across the country and back multiple times.
So God gives, just showered this down on us. And then we had the second lesson.
A year later, now we drove the van for a year, and every time we turned on the air conditioner, our old van didn't have air conditioner. Every time we turned on the air conditioner, all the children would say, God bless the Steinekers.
Yeah. That is such a blessed family. I mean, every time we get in that car, we say, God bless the Steinekers.
Yeah. But,
so we got all the way to California, all the way to the West Coast, and we are up on top, literally on top of this mountain. We're in a campground. We're stopping for the night. We're pulling through the campground. There's a big circle drive. And as we come back around looking for that perfect campsite, I see that, there's a trail of car blood in the road where we just were. Ooh. And I stop. And I get out, and yep, the little trail goes back around the curve that we just came in, and I get down with a flashlight and look underneath, and the transmission looks like a shower head full of blood spraying everywhere.
This is not a good thing.
The van did not move from that parking space
any further. But, you know, God was good because there was an empty campsite right next to it.
It was a good campsite.
So
we
pitched our tent, and we started getting on the phone the next morning. We got it towed down to Modesto, and, you know, and it was a grief to us. We thought, you know, oh, this can be so expensive. And it cost $1,200 to be fixed. But see, when it's God's money, we can say to ourselves, Lord, I don't know why you wanted that mechanic to have that $1,200, but it's your money, and that's your decision, and I trust you in it.
I mean, don't the scriptures say that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to the Lord? Well, He took a cow out of my friend's driveway and parked it in ours.
Yeah.
And then He took another cow out of my wallet and parked it in Modesto, California. And I don't know, but it's all His cattle, and we just enjoy it for a time.
And when you have that attitude toward your money, that it's God's money and He will provide, it takes the stress out of it, and it keeps it from stressing your marriage.